Lady Bird Readers, Heidi. Picture words. Heidi. Grandfather. Aunt Dita. Clara. Peter. Goat. Mountains. Wheelchair. Maid. Ghost. Heidi lived with her Aunt Dita in a little town in Switzerland. The town was near some mountains. One day, Aunt Dita said, "Today, we will go and see your grandfather." Heidi's grandfather lived in the mountains. While Heidi and Aunt Dita were walking up the mountain, they saw a boy called Peter. Peter looked after the goats on the mountain. They walked to Grandfather's house. He came out to meet them. "Heidi, I have to go to Frankfurt," Aunt Dita said. "You must stay here with your grandfather." Heidi's grandfather looked worried. "She can't stay here," he said. "I'm much too old. How can I look after a little girl?" But Aunt Dita went back down the mountain, and Heidi stayed with her grandfather. "Where will I sleep?" she asked. Grandfather made her a little bed in the roof of the house. Then Peter gave Heidi some goat's milk to drink. Heidi was happy living in the mountains with her grandfather. She liked the trees and flowers, and she liked looking after the goats with Peter. Heidi liked a little white goat the most. She was called Snowflake. Sometimes, Heidi went to see Peter's grandmother, who couldn't see. "There are so many beautiful trees and flowers in the mountains," Heidi told her. One day, Aunt Dita came back from Frankfurt. "Heidi," she said, "you must go to school."
"Where must I go?" said Heidi.
"To Frankfurt," said Aunt Dita. "I have friends who live there. You will stay with them." Grandfather was very sad, because he loved Heidi.
"Does Heidi have to go?"
he said. Heidi was sad too.
"I want to stay here with Grandfather and Peter," she said.
"No, you must go to school," said Aunt Dita. Aunt Dita took Heidi to a big house in Frankfurt. She lived there with some of Aunt Dita's friends. A little girl called Clara lived there too. Clara couldn't walk. She had to sit in a wheelchair. Heidi liked Clara, but she wasn't happy in Frankfurt. She wanted to go back to Grandfather and Peter in the mountains. At night, Heidi dreamed of the mountains and Snowflake, the little white goat. One day, when Heidi came home from school, Clara said,
"Last night, the maid saw a ghost on the stairs. Tonight, Daddy won't go to bed because he hopes to see the ghost too."
That night, Clara's father waited for the ghost. His friend, a doctor, waited with him. Soon, they heard a noise on the stairs. It was Heidi. She was walking while she slept.
"So this is the ghost," said Clara's father. "Heidi, you were sleeping and walking at the same time."
The doctor took Heidi back to her bedroom. "What were you dreaming about?" said the doctor.
"I was dreaming about the mountains," said Heidi. "I am happy here. but I miss my grandfather and Peter.
Clara's father was worried about Heidi. I'll take you home, he said. Heidi went to see Clara.
I'll miss you, Heidi said. Please come and see me when I'm back in the mountains.
I'll miss you too, said Clara. I'll come and see you soon.
Heidi went back to the mountains. Grandfather and Peter were very happy to see her. Peter gave her some goat's milk. Then Heidi went to sleep in her little room in the roof. Heidi didn't walk while she slept that night. She was very happy to be home. The next day, Heidi looked after the goats with Peter.
I'm very happy because you're back, said Peter.
I missed you a lot.
I missed you too, said Heidi.
I want to stay in the mountains and never go back to Frankfurt.
One morning, some people came to the door.
It was Clara and her father.
I have to go to Paris, said Clara's father.
Clara can stay here with you for a week.
Heidi was happy to see Clara. She took her to see all the beautiful things in the mountains. But Peter wasn't happy to see Clara, because she was always with Heidi. When no one was looking, he pushed Clara's wheelchair down the mountain. The next day, Clara could not find her wheelchair.
I must try to walk, said Clara.
So Heidi and her grandfather helped her. Suddenly, Clara started to walk by herself.
Look, you can walk, said Heidi.
Peter was happy too.
I'm so sorry, he said. Will you be my friend, Clara?
The next day, Clara's father came to take her back home. Clara walked out of the house to meet him.
You can walk, said Clara's father.
This is the happiest day of my life.
After that, Heidi, Clara, and Peter were always friends. Lady Bird Readers. Heidi. Read by Samantha Dakin. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Illustrated by Tamsin Hinrichsen. Series editor Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Lady Bird Books Limited, 2017.